Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness / stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Today on The Female Solution, welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. I'm just here to make your day just a little bit better. With all the chaos and confusion going on in the world, today is the day to start your day taking time for you. So thank you so much if you're joining us this morning. Today's subject is pain. Oh, Lord, we all have some. I just thought it was everybody in America. No, baby, it's people all over the world. We're all in pain. So the question is, what messages are the body telling us? Because pain is a message. It's a reminder. And oftentimes we ignore it until it's too late, and then we're in trouble. So today we're going to talk to my team of doctors. That would be Dr. Jason Lee Smith of 606 Health and Wicker Park Chiropractic, and Dr. O. We have our own Dr. O. And another doctor, cannabis doctor. I don't want to mess his name up, so I'm not going to say it. Dr. J, I'll let Dr. J say it. Anyway, though, he'll be joining us at the 8 o'clock hour, but right now, happy Earth Day, birthday, born day. If today's your birthday, if you're celebrating your prenatal day, we celebrate it with you. Yay! Happy Earth Day, birthday, born day. And also let us keep in mind those who are affected by all the chaos in the world and just don't have a handle on the chaos and the confusion that's in their lives. So I invite you to say a silent prayer for them sometime during the course of the day. In the news, you are in the news. That's right, we're talking about you and the trials and the tribulations and the struggles that you're having. They came to teach us lessons. Lessons we don't often want to learn, but nevertheless, they came. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And talked a lot about that last night on the show, on Viata's show, Soul Purpose Healing, from 7 till 9 p.m. Central Standard Time here in the Midwest, even though she's in Florida. You got to go back and hear that. And all the other shows in on the Female Solution channel. Because if you don't catch them in the morning, you can always catch them in the evening, afternoon or evening, whatever works well for you. And if you're listening online, we want to thank you for sharing our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show, and our Facebook channel, HLN TV1. And also, I always keep updates on my blog, and you saw that at the very beginning. There was a wonderful experience this weekend with my sisters of the microphone, and I'm going to slowly scroll up so you can see that. We're talking about holiday gifts right here, but I want you to see last night Ron's Way experience with my sisters. Oh, my goodness. You have got to go to the page and see that. So go to zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. Rhonda Thomas of Ron's Way, Committed to a Better You, Happy Women by Design Experience. It was an experience unlike any other I've ever had. And I've had some awesome experiences, but you just felt it when you walked in the room. So I'm just going to show you a little bit of that, but you can go back and see the rest yourself, okay? But right now I want to focus on what's going on here on the show. But you can always go back to the blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. The sun just loves me, and I love it, too, just all up in my face. Just come on, baby, bask in me. Yes, I'm loving it. Thank you, because it's cold in Chicago. If you are online and want to download the Higher Learning Network app, you can do that, higherlearningnetwork.org, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19, and 24/7 on the World Wide Web, Higher Learning TV Show. I'm sorry, higherlearningnetwork.org. And if you are one of those people who are headed out this morning, traffic might be a little congested, but that's okay. Just know that it's in divine order. Give yourself a little time. Don't wear yourself out. And just know that you're always at the right place at the right time, like I was last night, at the right place at the right time. And I just got to show you, for women over 50, and, you know, some people, there were some women under 40, and we welcomed them as we would turn them away, because these were some dynamite sisters. You got to go back and see it. You got to go see the blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. This is one of the coloring books. She has 7 of them, and I thought they would make beautiful gifts for our children for the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. So she has the 7 coloring books, and she also has puzzles. And these are for women of color. You can't see it because of my ring light, but there it is. So go to her page. You'll see it, ronsway.com. I got these gifts for our Youth Talent Contest, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19. It is a, I think she said a 500-piece jigsaw puzzle, yeah. And it's women of color. I've never seen a coloring book for women of color. Well, now we have one, and we also have 500-piece puzzle. So we'll be giving that away on the 4th Saturday of the month for the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. I thought these were cute, too. Get some little cards. She gave me a card. Where's my card? What did I do with my card? Rhonda, what did I say? I wanted to show my card. There it is right there. She gave me a card. I'm committed to becoming my number one fan. Isn't that cute? Can you see that? Just beautiful, beautiful cards. I love that. I've always wanted to do cards, thank you cards and inspirational cards and things of that nature. Now, I have no excuse because I have been given the opportunity by my sister, and I know she's going to stay on me for doing this, not stay on me, but remind me. So, anyway, this it's a box of cards. I got two because I love giving cards. So, these are my cards. So, you got to get yours on ronsway.com. So I just wanted to share that with you. Oh, if you're headed out and about this morning, traffic and weather is sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. It's a barter agency where you can barter anything. You've got products or services for entrepreneurs and business owners. You have a product or service like Rhonda. She's a speaking, a training coach. She could barter her products to get whatever else she needs. She might need to order some paper or books or consulting services or a car or whatever. Anything you can buy at the store, at Walmart and Target, you can get it on iTex too, because these are all business owners in the business of making sure that the community has what it needs. So thought I'd share that. Okay, let's go to iTex.com. Be sure and use my name, Zelda Speak, Zelda Rich McGee, and you'll get $100 to go shopping immediately on iTex.com. So be sure and tell them Zelda sent you. As we take a look at Metro, there are no reported delays, but on CTA, the blue line is having some problems, and so expect delays on any of the stops. The blue line, just need to know that. But if you're traveling on the Kennedy inbound, it's a hot mess, as it usually is on a Monday morning. It is 32 minutes outbound, 28 inbound. Traffic congested. It's tight on the inbound from Cumberland. On the Edens inbound, it's 25 minutes late cook to the junction, 21 on the reverse, 24 on the reverse. On the Eisenhower, it's 33 minutes inbound, 27 minutes outbound, slow at Mannheim. On the Stevenson inbound, it's 21 and 18 on the reverse. On the Dan Ryan, your usual delays from 95th to downtown, it is 16 minutes and 13 on the reverse. On the Bishop Ford and DuSable Lakeshore Drive, it is 12 minutes in both directions. And on the Bishop Porter Indianapolis Boulevard, that earlier crash has been cleared up. And that's your traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. And now, if you would like to join the conversation this morning, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. And we will be taking calls after the 7 o'clock hour. But right now I want to read to you a poem. I usually do inspirational conversations with Shalom with Israel. But Carol, one of our listeners, sent in a poem by Alice Walker, and I thought I'd share that with you. So it says, "It's All About What We Do," Alice Walker, 2021. It's all about what we do with our sorrow, what we do with our grief. We cannot go back and hug the wet nurse and tell her how her milk was misused by members of the Senate, the President, and his treacherous wife. We cannot go back and tell the cook how much we love her, that we understand why she had to make herself fat. He was always lurking in the shadows when she was thin and could be easily overpowered. Fat, she could not be so easily mounted, and besides, she remained strong, stronger than him, out of necessity. What can we do? It is only a memory that we grieve. And also, how many centuries has it taken for us to learn what they were so intent that we must never know? Nobody told us about the whistling walk, because nobody in living memory and after war and homelessness and starvation could remember it. We had to whistle carrying the food that we had cooked, covered of course, to prove them as they starved us that we could not take a bite. This sad land that does not know why it suddenly falling apart. But there she was. There she is, raising like one of hers. Delicious cakes that mistress took dimpled credit for. bound to the fire, you could rarely leave the tiny room in which they made you cook, in which you yourself cooked. Mother, grandmother, your daughters and granddaughters weep. Thinking of you captured for all of your life in that small space before the open, blazing fire. No air conditioning, no breeze. What can we do? We can love you, venerate your memory, and work even now, so late in the day, for your total and global liberation. For we know you are not truly gone, but exist somewhere this minute on somebody else's plantation. That knowing this and never forgetting is part of what to our souls, those ever-evolving mysteries, our own enslavement was for. Inspirational Conversations from the book, Alice Walker, shared with us from Carol, from a listener. Thank you, Carol. We appreciate your listening and sharing this point. And if you're watching this morning, I hope you enjoyed it as well. How about that? And now it is 7:15, and you know what that means. It's time for Monday Morning Mindfulness. So this is the time we sit up straight in our chairs, feet flat on the floor, nothing in our legs, nothing in our laps, nothing, feet flat on the floor, sitting up straight, and just stretch. Oh, just stretch. Give the body a break. Just stretch, 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 stretch. Does that feel good? Yeah, always feels good. And what we're going to do is simply breathe in and breathe out. And I forgot to show you my Ron's Way. I love, what do you call them? Candle. I love them. So, Zelda, what does that have to do with meditation? Burn it. Light it for a soothing experience, because this reminds me of the experience that I had at the women's event. The women's experience, anyway. It smells so good. I like it, shortly. But right now, breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in, hold it to the count of five, and exhale. Why are we holding it to the count of five, Zelda? Because at some point in your life, you may need to know how to swim. If you don't know how to swim, you need to know how to hold your breath, okay? So inhale deeply through the nose and exhale however which way you want, as long as you breathe in through the nose. Oh, I felt that. I felt that. Did you feel that? Immediately, I felt it right in here, all from the back of my head to my shoulders. Ooh, let's do that again. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Oh, that feels so good. Let's do it again. One more time. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Oh, that feels so good. You see what we're doing. Continue to breathe as I talk. What we're doing is setting up our day on a different vibration from that of the world. So when chaos and confusion comes your way, you simply, because you've already breathed in and breathed out. And if it's still a problem, you simply keep breathing. Breathe in. And exhale. Now, let's take a long, deep breath. Inhale, bring that breath to the top of the head. Inhale deeply. And slowly release the breath out through the face and down through the shoulders that we are relaxing. Yes. Inhale deeply. And exhale. This time, take these two fingers and your thumb, put them in the back of your neck, and just squeeze on that. Love on that vagus nerve in the back of the neck that is connected to the spine and your immune system, making you feel good and look good and all that stuff. Yeah, just rub it, honey. Just love on it. Ooh, I love my vagus nerve. I love my spine. And then take these fingers and massage the back of the neck, the shoulders right there, because this is where we hold all the tension. Yeah, and I need my back like that. With my fingers You simply knead it or rub it, whatever works for you, as long as you inhale deeply. And exhale. And as you exhale, rub the back of that neck and the shoulders. Oh, just run your fingers all up and down your back of your neck. Oh, yes, that feels so good. Inhale deeply. And exhale. As we give thanks for the power of the breath, we continue to inhale and exhale, bringing the breath down through the solar plexus, the chest, the sides, and the back, and the buttocks as we inhale. Giving more love and light and energy to the breath that is flowing down through our back, our buttocks, and our hips, and our thighs, and our knees. Oh, yes, love on those lovely knees that take us to and fro, that sometimes send us messages as we breathe in. And as we breathe out, sending more love and light and energy down through the legs, and the ankles, and the arches, and the insteps, and the toes. Wiggle those toes as we breathe in. Giving thanks for the energy in the bottom and the top of our feet as we give thanks and bring that breath back up from the feet to the ankles as we inhale deeply. Feeling love and light and energy moving up through the legs and the knees. Feel free to rub on those big glorious knees and those thighs and the buttocks and the back as we breathe in. And as we exhale, oh, that just feels so good. And be with that. Be at one with the body, giving thanks for each and every ligament, tendon, and muscle. Touch the body that may have pain, that may have issues, that may have be sending signals to you that you may not be aware of. Coming at 8 o'clock, Dr. J will answer those questions for you at 515-605-9325, and you'll press 1 to speak to get an answer as we inhale deeply. And exhale. Oh, yes, that feels so good. Let's do it again. Inhale deeply. Bringing the energy back up through the sides and the back and the chest and the shoulders as we give thanks for the power of the breath as we inhale deeply. Bringing the energy back up through the forehead and the face and the top of the head, and we just simply marinate in the breath of life, the breath that calms us in times of chaos and confusion, when we are confronted with issues, the daily issues of life, whatever they are. We simply breathe in, hold it, and exhale. Doesn't that feel good? I could just do this all day. I could just breathe in and breathe out all day, but then we wouldn't have a show, would we? We'd just be breathing. Okay, all right, I digress. Inhale deeply. As we bring the breath back up to the top of the head, bend the head forward, chin to chest, and slowly, slowly rotate that head to the left. Slow down. You're moving too fast. And you should just be getting to the back, feeling every increment in that neck as you are rotating that head around to the right and slowly bringing it around to the front. Head up. Inhale deeply. And exhale, bring the forehead back down, chin to chest, and slowly rotate that head to the right. Ooh, you feel that? Oh, that feels good. Oh, yeah, that feels good. Oh, slowly. Oh, felt a little pop there. Yep, it's just air in between the ligaments. Don't be afraid. And slowly bring that head back around, chin to chest, head up. Inhale deeply. And as you exhale, turn the head to the left as far as you possibly can, feeling the stretch in the right of the neck. Yeah, that feels good. Bring the head back forward. Inhale deeply. And turn the head to the right as far as you possibly can. Oh, yeah, that feels good. And bring the head back straight forward. Inhale deeply. And exhale. And just marinate in how good that feels. And when you are attacked, when you are attacked physically, mentally, emotionally, vibrationally, you simply inhale deeply. And exhale. and bask in that moment because it won't last long because somebody's going to get in your nerve. So you continue to breathe in and breathe out as long as you need to. Because if you got a little spank on your breath, I promise you they're going to go away. I promise you they will leave. Inhale deeply. And exhale. And if you like, you can say it out loud or to yourself. You can say two of the most powerful words on the planet. I am. I am happy. I am healthy. I am whole and complete, just as I am. Because I give thanks for the power of the knowledge that is within me, that has been with me for a long time that I may have ignored, but I give thanks for it anyway, right here and right now, because I know I am that I am is the power that guides me, guards me, and directs me. I give thanks for the power of my brain to connect with words to all of the parts of my body that keep me loving and flowing and moving. I give thanks for the I am in my life. I am happy. I am healthy. I am whole and complete. I give thanks for my heart, liver, lungs, spleen, spine. They're all doing the work for me. I don't even have to think about it. I simply breathe in and simply breathe out. I simply breathe in. And that's what we do here on the Female Solution. Inhale deeply. And exhale. Just know that your breath is the breath. It is your defense mechanism. When you breathe shallow, the body is in a state of chaos and confusion. So you want to calm the body down by simply breathing in, taking long, deep breaths. Inhale deeply, which relaxes the system. Oh, that feels so good. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is something that you can try at home, alone, at work, in the car, anywhere. Especially when somebody cuts you off when you're driving, baby, let them cut you off, stop, pull over to the side, or just drive slow. Because there's too much chaos and confusion going on out here. People killing each other over nothing and maiming each other and tearing up each other's cars. Let's not go there. Simply breathe in. And simply breathe out. And that, my friends, is something that you can share. Please share that with someone as well as sharing my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com, because I always post that information on our blog. ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. And you can share that with someone as well, too. Go to my YouTube page, Zelda Speaks, and also Zelda Speaks Mindfulness. And we got some comments here this morning. Good morning, Miss Z. Who is that? Manny Hanna. Hey, Manny. Manny's going to be on our, we'll talk about that in the 7:30 hour. Naima and Latif will be joining us. We're going to have the Sistas Home Shopping Network on the Higher Learning Network, so we'll tell you a little bit about that. And Jonathan Naeem, hi Zelda, great to see you again Monday morning. Oh, thank you, my sister, for joining us this morning. She is in Asia. Is it in the Philippines, I think it is? Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We greatly appreciate you on all that. So could you send a little heat here, Jonathan? Could you do that? We'd appreciate that. Thank you so much. Also, Grand Rising Jody, she's moved to Georgia. I forgot the name of the city. But Jody Susan is our host on Tuesday morning, Self-Sale Care. And I'll be playing a promo for her very shortly. So thank you so very much. Oh, my goodness, you look gorgeous. Thank you, girl. You know it's a job in the morning getting up trying to do all this. But thank you so much, my sister. I am only a reflection of you, so know that. And please tell Fagala, give Fagala my love, okay? Thank you so much. Gracia Pete, appreciate that. Be sure and check out the blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. And coming up at 7:30, as we go to our commercial break, we're going to talk a little bit about the women's event that was last night, and we're also going to talk about the launch, which begins next Monday. We will be talking about the launch of the, the Sistas Shopping Network, Home Shopping Network on the Higher Learning Network. So stay close and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on the Female Solution.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution. The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speak. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Thompson. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Shauna. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And that, my friends, is the lineup of the Female Solution, which airs 7 days a week. All you have to do is pick a day that you want to watch it, or watch it every day. Or you can listen. That's what I like to do when I'm cleaning, when I'm walking in the morning, doing my walk. Sometimes I want to catch up on shows or something I heard that I just didn't. Grasp enough of it. Sometimes I'll just go back and listen. So they're all in the blog on the platform Zelda Speaks. BlogTalkRadio.com, The Female Solution. And if you have not had a chance to go to and look in the archives, then it's not too late. BlogTalkRadio.com, The Female Solution, 24/7. It's available. All you have to do is show up and listen. And please post your comments on our page, BlogTalkRadio.com, The Female Solution, because we always want to hear your thoughts, I should say. So if you would be so kind to do that, we'd greatly appreciate it. Well, right now, I'm going to go to the blog and show you this, because next week we are launching the Higher, well, can I say that? Yeah, it's the Sistas. No, that's the promo. That's not the one that I want. We are launching the Sistas Home Shopping Network on the Higher Learning Network. That's what we're doing. So let me pull that up for you, and so that you can see. And that is not the one. It keeps giving me that, and that's not what I want. I want to show you what we're going to be talking about, and that is the holiday rush. So why don't I just get rid of that, and that way we won't have that issue anymore. There you go. So I invite you to be very mindful of the presents that you buy, that you purchase this year, because we have gone so far away from what is real, and we need to be very mindful how we spend our dollars. And this is, I have to thank Rhonda Thomas of Ronsway.com for giving me the little boost that I needed. Because after looking at hers, I decided, I was like, you know what, I don't often promote, and I know I should. I think, you know, I'm old school, the work speaks for itself, but for those of us who don't know, those of you who don't know about my training, I always talk about the fact that I am a stress relief trainer, and many of the products that I have here are designed for just that, for stress relief. And we've got the Innovative Mindfulness audio program, we've got the home practice manual, which is included with it as a bonus when you borrow that. Oh, and by the way, they're all tax deductible. We've got a guide to ebook publishing, and my two books, Inspirational Conversations, 365 Days of Empowerment, and I've got my first book, which is The Passion Principle. It's now on audio. And also moving down the line, it is the one that I have been telling people about. And they say, Velda, when you gonna get it? Have it ready for it. It is this one. Can you see that? Oh, yeah. Date, Rate, and Checkmate. And that is a guide for those seeking, especially women, looking to be married, because there is so much pressure on us to be married. It's just, it's ridiculous. It's like you came here alone. You don't always have to be attached to another soul in order to be whole. That's what this is about. Date, Rate, and Checkmate, and that's an ebook. And also How I Reverse Type 2 Diabetes. And all that information is available at Velda3.com, as well as the higherlearningnetwork.org. Oh, and the products, all of them, are tax deductible if you make a donation, because you're making a donation to, the higher, the YouTube, the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. And we'll talk a little bit about that more, but right now I'm adding to the conversation my sister of the microphone, and that would be Naima Latif.
Yes, Grand Rising.
Welcome, my sister. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. You are out and about already. Ooh, the sun is coming through. I'm going to let you chat while I go close the window right quick. I was talking about it, and see if I can pull the screen back up. The event that I went to last night, the Ron's Way, Women Over 50, she showed me her calendar. That's on my blog, too, but you can spread that. You can go down. Let me see. Is it there? I'm sure it is. But these are some of the photos from the blog. Sister supporting sisters. Oh, yeah, it's on the blog. It's awesome. Man, and it just reminded me she had so much to offer and to give and to share. And it's like, why am I being so stingy with all this work that I've put hard work into over the years, and I'm not promoting it? It's just on the side. Well, I got to talk about it, so now I'm talking about it. So that's it, and those are some of the products, but I'm going to let you chat right now because I've got to go run and close, well, not run, but close this blind because I can't even see the screen.
Harvest time for everybody who has a product or a service that they want to share with the public. And if you're in business, if you have something that you've been promoting online, well, this is now an opportunity. Basically, this is what the world is all about. It's for us to share what we have, our gifts, our talents, our skills, our ideas. And so we know that this is a buying season coming up. It's the traditional way that people like to share and exchange something of value to those they love. So it's also an opportunity for people to encourage the abundance that we all are experiencing by exchanging what we have. Now, if you are an author and you are sharing your knowledge, certainly it would be a wonderful gift for people to purchase your books and share your knowledge with others that you are sharing with the world. If you are a clothing designer, it would be wonderful for people to share your gift of your creativity and your design to those who they love and know would appreciate what you have to offer. Whatever it is you do, if you have discovered a way to use some natural elements to make the skin softer and more youthful and regenerate dead cells, and you packaged it up, well, it would be a wonderful thing for people to purchase your creative ingenuity and share it with those who they love, who would benefit from what you're offering. So this is really all business is. It's sharing the wonderful things that we've been inspired to create with those who would benefit from it. Now, if we look at it that way, then it's a joyful thing to do, and it's something that is done with love, because we love whatever it is that we are inspired to do, and we love the people that we're helping with whatever we've created. So this is going to be a wonderful site, this sister shopping network, because this is the energy that we're bringing to the things that we're sharing with those who are going to benefit from our creation. We're loving our sisters and brothers who are going to benefit from the things that we've created and the products that are going to enhance life. So I'm really looking forward to this. And, of course, I love being able to share knowledge. So I've got books that will be available. And, you know, the interesting thing is the things that have been talked about over the years. Everything from the racial climate to the building of self-esteem to changing the way we raise our children. It's been talked about in this book that is, of course, has been out on the market since 1994 when it was first published by my husband and I, Slavery, the African-American Psychic Trauma. Well, we worked hard to also add a Kindle version and an audio book. So we're going to put all of that on the shopping network, and it's really a joy to be able to share this knowledge with the upcoming generation, as well as those who have read the book and have been sharing it with their friends and family and have really seen a change in people's attitudes towards themselves. So all the other books, of course, and we know the book, The Female Solution, also one that has been widely talked about. We'll be sharing that as well on the shopping network, and that'll be a book that accompanies me as we relaunch our book tours and really work on bringing this global sisterhood that will change the way we view each other and our families, and will give our children hope that we're building a better world. That's our goal, to change the world from the way it is the way it should be. And so if each of us shares the things that we have as part of this shopping network, we're actually helping to do it. So thank you, Zephyr.
Well, thank you for having something of value to share, because I have been looking, as I'm sure many of us have been looking for a while, the Home Shopping Network, and that thought was always in the back of my mind. How come somebody of color doesn't do a shopping network? And then right after that thought came, it's like, okay, so how come you don't do it? And I was like, okay.
It's God saying you do this. That's
yes.
When you have an idea, that's what it is. You've been given an assignment.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, that's why it came to you. It is your assignment to carry out. And, you know, the fun thing about it, especially with a shopping network, you know, the people who have the product, they get a chance to talk about it. So it's,
yes,
it's an interactive thing. And this is the best time to do interactive things. Everybody's having to communicate through their computers nowadays. You know, the more we spend some time away and have to communicate virtually, the more great ideas we have on how to stay connected and how to actually reconnect, even though we're communicating through a device. But that's okay, because we can draw these fun things like a shopping network.
And I'm typing in, send your product or service photo and info to our email address.
Yeah. You know, I have a neighbor who has a house full of stuff. They just, I mean, they're all day, you know, on the computer. Buying stuff, you know, it can really become almost a hobby. But when you think about how much of a benefit this is for a lot of people who can't always get out and physically, you know, walk in through malls and things like that, a lot of seniors, it's so helpful for them. Things that you want, and sure, they miss the experience of shopping, but to have it where it's interactive, people can look at the products, they maybe talk to the people who have created them, and it's a whole enhancement of a shopping experience, and I really think people will enjoy this because it's more than just looking at something like Enterprise and buying it.
Right. It's an experience.
It's
an experience.
Yeah. So the more human involvement we have in things, the more connected we remember that we are, the kinder we become to each other, and the better our world is. So it really is a good thing, and it's a way to help people appreciate the creativity of others. When you look at what it goes into creating whatever it is you do, whether you design clothing, whether you braid your hair, you know, when you write books, if you cook and you got a great recipe for, you know, banana pudding, whatever it is, people will appreciate that you really put love into this because it's a part of you. You're sharing a part of your soul, and that's what makes it really beautiful. And that's why having a shopper network is something that really humanizes whatever it is you're buying, so you appreciate it even more because you know the person behind it, you know the story behind it, you know the inspiration behind it, and it might even inspire you to come up with a product yourself. And it can be something that you always
exactly
love to do. It can be something that you actually do that sustains you.
Exactly. With all the people that are unemployed, what were the statistics lately? There were 11 million jobs available, and there are 11 million jobs available, and there's 10 million people unemployed. So that tells me that there are some people who don't want to go back into the workforce or afraid to go back into the workforce or whatever. So this is what we came up with to help those who are at home who would like to design or have an idea of how to express their natural gifts, talents, and abilities, and have them not be able to not have to do all the legwork that is necessary to promote the product. So that's where the SISTAS Home Shopping Network comes in. I wish I could make that a little bit bigger.
But you know, it's so timely, and I really see our society evolving to a state where people are more independent yet interdependent.
Mm.
So everybody has some kind of a skill, talent, interest, and when you do what you love, you don't really feel like you're working. You're having fun creating, and this is really how it should be. What you do, whatever it is that sustains you or that you share with others, it shouldn't be something stressful. It shouldn't be something that makes you feel that, you know, you might lose it at any minute, or it shouldn't put you in conflict with people. It should be something that brings joy. And this is what we're evolving to, so that if everybody does what they love and they share with others, then that's really all business is. It's an exchange of your creativity, and you're providing something that people need, and it's something that you can do. It's your own personal skill, gift, or interest, and the creative force of the universe is working through you to enhance the lives of others. So it's really a joy what you do. And when you can put it that way, and then there's a platform made available for you to share it with picking things, but this home shopping network, then you're also making friends while you're sharing what it is you do, and you're learning about other things, and you're discovering other things that can enhance your life, and it's a joy to be able to exchange, because that's really all it is. That's all business really is, sharing a part of yourself. And when we put it in that perspective, then that reduces all the stress. So this is really a chance for us to rework the way we see work. Work really isn't something that you dislike having to get up and do. It's something you enjoy doing every day. You look forward to it every day. And every day is an adventure. And there's no stress involved because it's all your own free will. Nobody's making you do this. It's what you love doing. And you're going to love the people that you meet as you do it. So the reason why people don't want to go back to work what they were doing was something they really didn't like. They didn't feel valued or appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
There was stress involved.
Mm-hmm.
They had to leave their families and leave their children in order
mm-hmm.
to do it, and that didn't feel good, especially if you've got young children. So this way, as we're adjusting to a lot of the home-based living, people can feel more comfortable doing what they do, setting their own hours so they're not feeling like they're always stressed, trying to rush to get here and rush to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Comfortable in your home, and you're able to get what you need and not have to leave your home. That's the wonderful thing about home shopping, is that you can do it from your home. And if you've got a product, you can share it from your home. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's actually a beautiful way to live. So as we make these adjustments, there are going to be a lot of businesses, and a lot of them already have started making that adjustment, or having their employees work from home, or maybe downsizing the office space, because people really, if they could stay home, at least part of the time, they would prefer to do that. They
mm-hmm.
want to have the freedom to get up and go to the refrigerator when they get ready and not have somebody clock in their break time. Oh, you know, you took a 31-minute lunch instead of
right.
3 minutes.
Really?
Hey, I want to sit up here and do my work while I'm eating a bag of potato chips and a sandwich. I don't want somebody sitting there looking at a clock.
Thank
you. You know, oh, you chew long enough, get back to your desk. Nobody wants to. We want to be able to have an environment where we love exchanging, and we love meeting people, and we love talking about even what we have created and sharing that story with people. So as they purchase our things, they can appreciate the gift that we have, the creativity that we have, the love that went into the product. That's a whole different vibration. And we can change that vibration. Look at the name, the substance. I mean, the
thank
substance.
You.
Home shopping network, that said, hey, we family, you're my sister. I'm enjoying seeing what it is you create, and I'm enjoying your story and telling about it, and I'm enjoying sharing my abundance with you and helping you grow in your abundance. I'm enjoying that because it's bringing joy and it's bringing love. That's really what we're doing. So I'm looking forward to being a part of it.
And you are a part of it. You have a book that's debuting as well. Not a book. Is it a comic? It's a comic book, yeah.
Yes. Oh, yes. I am so excited. I am so excited about this comic book series. And it's called Mind Your Business. And it's going to be because it gives me an opportunity to share some inspiration about our current condition and help people see it from a different point of view. The Corona Man Adventures. And this
Corona Man!
People think I'm a villain, but I'm not. I'm really here to help humanity and help planet Earth. So I get a chance to really, in a real sense, minister to people, to help them to see what they are learning as a result of this experience. They're learning appreciation for the little things that they took for granted. They're learning responsibility, taking responsibility for your own personal health. They're learning to be conscious of how their behavior is affecting other people. All of these things we're learning through this experience. So it gives us a chance to really raise consciousness and help people see this not as a horrible thing that's happened, but as a way we as a human family are coming back into balance with Mother Earth. Everything from being aware of how we're affecting the air quality, because, you know, when you have to struggle to breathe, you develop a whole different respect for air.
Yes, you do.
So
yes, you do.
Realize you cannot pollute the air because you need it for your life, and you're going to respect everybody else's air. So there's a lot of things that Corona Man is teaching us about how we have to be responsible for each other, and we have to consider how our actions are affecting each other and appreciate things about each other. How about you learn how to appreciate a smile when you don't see them anymore?
Whoa.
Are being made aware of these things that we're learning through this experience, and Corona Man is pointing these things out. So we have various scenarios in the comic book, the Corona Man adventures, that can really help parents teach children some ethical values about being conscious of their fellow human beings. And that's really what we're looking forward to teaching. So I thank you for this opportunity to debut this comic book series on the Sisters Home Shopping Network.
Yes, ma'am. We will be live next week, next Monday, 7 to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com, The Female Solution, and the Sisters Home Shopping Network. On the Higher Learning Network, we'll be showcasing all of the talents, gifts, talents, and abilities for those who sign up at info@higherlearningnetwork.org. I need to include a little email there, and I'll do that during...
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self, cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Cell Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata.
call in and comment. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And thank you for being a part of the solution by joining us here this morning on Monday Morning Mindfulness on blogtalkradio.com, The Female Solution. How you're learning with Zelda Speaks and our executive producer of the show, that would be Naima Latif. We are here talking about what's going on in the world and what's going on in your world because you have a natural gift, talent, and ability that you have been using skills that you have to go work in corporate America or wherever you're working, and you've been kind of putting your thing to the side because, you know, you've been trying to get so many hours in, extra hours so you can make extra money. But isn't it strange, Naima, the more hours you work, the more money they take out in taxes. Don't you find that strange?
Yeah, so, I mean, it kind of like, it becomes a disincentive
to
work
extra hours.
I'm
working for free now.
This is one of the reasons why we have this conflict, because people who make more start to feel resentful that they're being taxed more, and people who are making less, they're taxed less, but then there's a disincentive to work more because you're going to be taxed more. So that means we really need to come up with a better system of how we organize our resources so that there's an incentive to put more energy into what you're doing and not feel like you're being penalized some kind of way for it. And a lot of times people get angry when they say, well, the rich don't want to pay their fair share. But yet, you know, when you have a lot, you feel like, well, how come I can't have more of what I worked for? You know, why should I give it away? So there has to be a different way of thinking and a different way of sharing our abundance so that it comes from the heart and not it's not by force and it doesn't seem unfair. Now, I know this probably sounds real far-fetched because you say, you know, you can have people voluntarily if they won't do it. But I think we can change the hearts of people to make it that way so that everybody has what they need and everybody shares what they have so that nobody feels like something's being taken from them against their will. We can do that. I know it's going to take some time. It's going to take a change in the way we think. But, you know, a lot of things we've been doing, it really has become a disincentive to work. And a lot of people are saying, well, now that you got people who got the little, the stimulus check,
the
they don't want to go back to work because they rather just live off the money and maybe we shouldn't have gave them anything so they could have to struggle. Well, no. I don't think that. I think what we learned is that people didn't like their job.
Yes. Most people
and
don't.
If they had a choice, they would rather not go. That's what we learned. So it doesn't mean people are lazy.
No, it does not.
It means we need to fashion a way that people can do what they enjoy doing. And people really will do something that's constructive and productive and helpful. But doing it by force doesn't work.
Mm-mm.
So now that we know that, and we want people to be motivated, not by fear, but by love, because love is a better motivator. If we can create different kinds of incentives for people, first of all being that you don't have to neglect your children in order to do your job. You don't have to neglect your health in order to do your job. You don't have to fear being insulted or demeaned or humiliated if you make a mistake on your job. If we can just remove some of those things that are the reasons why people don't like going to work, then we'll find a different attitude.
Right.
And I really think we can do that. But we have to change the way we see each other. We have to change the way we think about each other. We have to change our reason for what we do, what we do. If the reason that I'm working is because I love to be able to share information, not, you know, like I gotta, you know, go to this TV studio and I better put this show together, and if I mess up or if I stutter, they might fire me. That's not uplifting. That's stressful. So remove all the stress from the work that we're doing, whatever it is, and make it enjoyable. Make it rewarding. Make it convenient. And the nation and the world will not suffer economically. It will not.
No, it won't.
We're thinking like slavery. You gotta punish people to do something and punish them if they don't. No, you really don't. And when we change that attitude, we can change a whole lot of things. And we'll see that people really love working. They just didn't love the conditions under which they had to work.
Yes, and the conditions and the people.
Yes.
Because sometimes the people can get on your nerves.
Oh, man. You know, that saying about going postal.
Yeah.
Well, you know, my father worked at the post office, and they nearly drove him out of his mind because, and he would tell us the little nitpicky things people would do, like if they were in supervision. You're sitting there at your desk, and you're working, and you know some supervisor, you know, wannabe important boss person come by, and they say, well, your foot is not positioned right on the floor. You need to turn your leg.
Right.
You know, leave me alone. I'm sitting here. I'm not bothering you. But they just want to feel like I'm the boss. I can make you do something. Even some little petty thing. And that's the environment that we have a lot of these jobs. People who want to feel important, and they're put in a little supervisor position, give them a little title, and they just start acting like this tyrant and making life hell and making you feel like you're being scrutinized for every little thing and criticized and just destroying your self-esteem and stressed out and worried about getting fired every day. That is not a way to motivate people. And that's what we have a lot of these places, a lot of these jobs. And so, I mean, if you got the supervisor from hell that you had to go to every day, what do you really want to call?
You said a supervisor from hell.
And we've all had one.
Okay.
So, you know, it is sometimes it's the people.
Yeah.
That make you not want to come to work. You might really like your job, but you can't stand the people that you have to work with.
Okay.
Because they got, you know, they bring in the anger from their argument with their spouse to work with them every day and snapping at everybody. No. So I think we can make much better work environment. We can show much more appreciation to people who do the work that they do. And there are people who do some really hard jobs, like, you know, nursing. And, I mean, you have to wipe people's butts. You should get a
yes.
whole lot of encouragement and praise for
yes.
that, because that's not an easy thing.
No, it's not.
And to have people snapping at you and threatening to fire you and you're working extra hours and you're tired and exhausted, you're not going to be your best person if you are under stress and fatigue. So we need to rework a lot of these things we've been doing in the workplace so that people do want to come back. Major chain stores on the shelves and things like that. So, you know, people who their business that they do is something that, you know, long-time family recipe and all of that. Just wonderful stories of what people can create. So, you know, you kind of feel a kinship to people when you're using their products, you know, whether you're eating it or using it on your skin or your hair or putting it on your body. Or
Michelle Hoskins.
Furniture.
That's her
Michelle
name.
Hoskins, yeah.
She is in my very first book when I was working at Gospel Radio 1390 V103. I met her at the Expo for Today's Black Woman. And she was such a business woman. It's like, ooh, I want to be like that. And she's telling me all the trials and triumphs she was having. I'm like, hold up, stop. You need to be in the book. You need to be in the book. So, Michelle, I got to find the book. It's around here somewhere. There's one in the room somewhere. But I want to find it and share a story because she had an awesome story. So go ahead and chat and let me find that book.
Yeah. So when she comes back, I'm gonna run and get one of her bottles of syrup because I'm gonna have some on my. I'm trying to think if I want to make pancakes. I think I probably just poured over my French toast today. I think maybe that's what I'll make. But yeah, I love being able to shop and buy things that I know are created by people that I know. It's a personal experience. When the things that you need and that you use, you're getting from people that you know, it's so much more personal than, you know, just going to a warehouse and buying stuff, and it came from overseas, factory produced, you don't know the people. It's so much more personal when you know the people that produce the products that you're using, because you know that you're actually helping to enhance their family by getting their products. So that makes it kind of a personal satisfaction. So, yeah, only about 2 bottles of this, you know, that's what we want to do when we shop. We want to feel we're enhancing people's lives, and they're enhancing ours with what they're sharing with us.
And the syrup is delicious.
It is.
Because I use it with my pancakes. Put it on a biscuit. It's delicious. I was like, ooh wee.
Yeah.
And I did just like you did, Naima. I bought two. It's like, because one was pecan and another one's honey cream something or another.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. While you talk, let me run and grab a couple bottles.
Okay, you go grab them bottles, and I'm trying to find her story in my first book, The Passion Principle. Y'all see my high top fade back in the day? Yeah, I had a high top fade. Kudos to Grace Jones. You know, and some of the men had a tendency to call me a dyke because I looked like a girl, but I looked like a boy, too. So, but I didn't care. You know, they were just trying to get as...
Yeah, they just, you know...
Punana. Ain't that what they call it on... Oh, here it is. Yeah, they were just trying to get in my panties.
They look like they will prove you a woman.
Yeah,
I
right. I look between my legs every day. I ain't gotta.
Right.
I ain't
gotta.
Nothing.
Either.
Right.
That's not gonna happen.
No. I mean, you really think that psychology gonna work? Really? Oh Lord, you got to get up a little bit early in the morning.
I was born at night, but it wasn't last night.
I forgot. Mary Mitchell is in my first book too. Columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times. Yeah, a lot of my GCI coworkers are in here. A lot of other celebrities too. But anyway, I found Michelle Hoskins from Michelle Foods, Calumet City.
Yeah, I got the gourmet honey cream syrup and the butter pecan syrup. I sure did.
Oh wow! Let me make that a little bit bigger so we can see that. All right, you got the honey cream. Yeah, girl, that honey cream is off the chain.
Yeah.
And that pecan,
so
Michelle Hoskins. Yes.
And I'm going to Jill and Joy, my Michelle. Got a little picture on there. That'd be so cute.
Yes. Yeah. And you know, she told the story of how when she was first, the first tier of the business, I forgot how she explained. I'm going to read something just a little bit about it. But she talked about how she had a brain tumor, and it made her look at the business from a different perspective. So I just want to share just a little bit with you. This is Michelle Hoskins from Michelle Foods. It says, what really inspired Michelle is that she wanted to be independent. She says, if you really want to be successful on a business level, you should probably think about owning your own business. I was teaching school, and I had 3 daughters, but I wanted more than that. She said she was going through some challenges and wasn't quite sure what she wanted to do, so she asked God to send her something to do. How about that? You asked your creator to send you something to do. And God gave her the vision. Michelle says she's very, very spiritual and placed her faith in God, who gave her the vision. And she was going through a period where she was reading a lot of inspirational books, and she just got the vision to become an entrepreneur. She says, an entrepreneur is something inside of you. It's not something you can pick up. It's, first of all, you have to have a lot of faith in yourself, because you're not going to have a lot of people who have faith in you. Ooh! Yeah. That's
important.
It's an awesome story. It's about 4, 5, 6, 7. Ooh, wow. Whoa. She talked about the angel investor who gave her. She's on page 216 to 230. Good Lord, Michelle, your story was that big? Oh, no. I think
well,
I got
know,
too many.
She went through a whole lot of challenges that she has overcome, but that's a very important point for people to understand.
216 to 228, sorry.
That's awesome. That's a good, hearty story. But, you know,
awesome.
You have to be, oh, nice,
yeah.
Nice.
Back in the day, my high top fade, that's when I was talking about the boy was trying to get some. Yeah. You look like a woman, but you look like a dude, too. Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Tell it to Grace Jones. We ain't trying to hit it.
Yes.
Okay.
But, you know, that's a very significant thing that she said. A lot of times we think if we don't get the right encouragement from friends or family, we can't do it. you really have to be your own motor to drive your own car. It has to be self-generating.
Say that.
It's your vision. People can't see out of your eyes. They can't see down the road what you see. And so you can't get upset if they say things like, oh, you need to let that go and go on back and get you a job.
Sometimes you have to let those people go.
Yeah, you have to, anybody who succeeds, they succeeded because they chose to succeed. Nobody can push you towards success. It's got to come from inside of you. Now, people will, they'll latch on once you get there.
Oh, they're coming out the woodwork. Hey, cuz, girl, I knew you could do it all the time. Yeah, right. That ain't what you said when I showed you my first book. Girl, ain't nobody gonna buy that book. Oh, and let me tell you, we have got to stop repeating things.
The number you have reached is temporarily unavailable. Please try again later. 4. The number you have reached is temporarily unavailable. Please try again later.
Been told
that
black people don't read. Why are you doing that? And it just made me, it stopped me in my tracks because at that time we were gathering email addresses and names and things of that nature for marketing and promotions. And I looked at most of the names, and most of the names were names that I recognized, some that I didn't recognize, but they were all, I'd say about 80% people of color. So you have got to stop listening to the outer voice and start listening to the inner voice. Because I told Naima a year ago, I said, how come there's no black shopping network or some kind of, and then the thought just kept, it wouldn't let me sleep, the Sisters Home Shopping Network. So now you know why you wake up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, because the creator is talking to you and you too busy trying to get that last nod.
That's usually the best time to get those private
conversations. That is the time. Doesn't it say that in the Holy Quran? Doesn't it say that in the Holy Quran that between 3:30 and 5 o'clock in the morning is the best time?
That's when we're urged to get up and pray. That's when you have that private conversation, because that's when you can hear it. You know, you don't have the distractions and all that. And prayer is a two-way conversation.
Thank you.
You speak, and then you sit up and listen while God speaks.
Thank you.
You know, just like you're on the phone. You say something, the other person says something. You know, it's a two-way exchange. So you have to be quiet and listen. And that's when you get your inspiration. That's when you get your assignment of what is your purpose on this earth. What gifts have you been given to share with the world? That's the source of your abundance. So if you get in the inspiration to write a book or a screenplay, if you get the inspiration to develop a stirrup, or a recipe for something people will enjoy eating, that's coming from the creator that's working through you. So other people didn't get that inspiration. So you can't go to your best friend, who the only thing they know you as is, their roller skating buddy, and ask him, well, should I start this business?
Right.
They can't see that in you. They don't only see how they know you as.
That has nothing to do with them. This is about you. So we have got to stop asking other people what they think, because what they think is not what the creator gave you to do. The creator didn't say, I think I'll wake you up at 4 o'clock this morning and ask you if you want to do this. No, I give you this.
Yes.
What you do with it is on your own. That's what Viata says, Grand Rising Sistar, speaking of another star, our sister of the microphone. If you didn't see the show last night, shame on you. Nope, not shame on you. I'm not going
to
say that.
You go
deserve.
Get, yeah. You need. Go to Soul Conference Healing on Facebook and watch it, or you go to Blog Talk and listen to it, however you want it. But you need to definitely.
You deserve it. Yeah. I stopped saying you need to, because you don't need to do anything but what you're doing. But
it
you deserve the best. Yes. It would benefit
show.
You. Now, Viata has products too that we are going to be including on the Sistas Home Shopping Network, because Viata is a well-being coach. And every Friday morning from 7 until 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, she gives us information. And she really, I didn't tell her that, and I apologize for that, but my last recent health challenge, I have all the oils that she talked about, the peppermint, the lavamint, the helichrysum, the lemongrass, the black seed oil, all the stuff you talked about. And I was just in the bed, rubbing it in my hands, you know, put all together. And in 20 seconds, it envelops the whole body. And at the bottom of my feet, I was rubbing my big toes because the big toe connected to the brain. And all the nerve endings are at the bottom of the feet. And, baby, I was massaging my feet, and I was like, I got things to do. But, you know, spirit will set you down so you can do them. So, hence the Sister Global Diamond Network. I learned my lesson from the Creator. I'm doing what I'm being told to do because I don't want to be sidetracked again. Hello, somebody.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
So and get those applications in if you want to join. If you'd like to have your product for consideration, your product or your service, we can send you an application to promote your product or service. Send that information to info@higherlearningnetwork.org. And it debuts next Monday right here. So
yeah.
we'll be doing like the other network. We'll see us here on the side and we'll bring up the product. So.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yes, I can't wait. I'm excited. Yeah, I don't get excited too easily, so that excites me. If you just joined the conversation, it is 8:30. Thank you so much for joining us here. We've got one more lovely half hour together. If you'd like to join the conversation, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak, and we will be back to share more information with you. So stay close to me.
We all say we would like to be wealthy, but wealth isn't determined by how much money you have. Wealth is determined by your power to define what money is. The dictionary defines money as something used as a way to pay for goods and services and to pay people for their work. So how would you like to have access to an unlimited source of money? Money that is not taxed by the government. Money that increases as you share the opportunity with others. Money that you can use to pay for goods and services and pay people for their work. I'm talking about Bitcoin. It's the future of independent wealth building. Bitcoin is the new money that you control. Get started building your wealth. Call 312-849-3456. That's 312-849-3456.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul, whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
And thank you so much for joining us back here on The Female Solution. I'm so glad I played that promo, Naima. You know what? Because I forgot to add on my holiday sale the worry. I have the Innovative Mindfulness Stress Relief Program here. I have the Home Practice Manual
that's included. Oh, that's nice. The Diabetic Donut. Matter of fact, I talked to somebody recently that had diabetes, and I was recommending that they go on your website and get that book. Yes.
So I have to make a note to myself to get the – I don't have worry on there. I don't have how to eliminate worry. How did I forget about that?
How did you forget about that?
And everybody's always worrying. Parents worry about their children, people worrying about their jobs, their pets, you know, everything. So it's like that's on my to-do list today. Jonathan says, hi, Zelda, great to see you again Monday morning. Great to see you too. Isn't she beautiful? She's in the Philippines. Jonathan, Naeem.
Yeah,
girl, please send us some Filipino weather, some Asian weather, because I know it's probably 70, at least 80 degrees over here, because it's always hot over here. So thank you so much for joining us, Jonathan. And it is imperative that we take this time, because, you know, times are coming where it's going to be rough. And if you don't have the tools and the mindset to help you through these challenges, you're going to be just like these people out, like that little boy walking around with a sawed-off shotgun, ready to kill, shoot somebody.
Right. Times will only be rough for the people who are unprepared.
Yes.
Because they're not making the necessary adjustment in their thinking. The world has changed, and it's getting better. But you must get better along with it. You must take responsibility for your life. And if you're not willing to do that, if you're sitting around angry and blaming people and seeing yourself as a victim, oh, woe is me, instead of seeing the wonderful gifts that you have, instead of taking that quiet time in the middle of the night and asking the Creator, what would you have me to do?
There you
go. Give me something to do. And then instead of you doing that and getting an answer that is helping you, you're sitting around upset all the time. And so when things fall apart, as they are, you're going to panic and be stressed out and worried.
Mm-hmm.
But if you would prepare now, then you will be at peace. You will be in the midst of doing your purpose, living your best life, as Oprah says.
Mm-hmm.
You will be doing that, and you will not be among those who are worried because you have a vision of where you're going and how you're going to get there. But you need to prepare now. Don't wait until everything falls apart. Don't wait until they close down the door of where you were, or, you know, everything that you depended on is suddenly gone. Because you're being given this time now to prepare.
Mm-hmm.
Take the hint.
Instead of sitting in front of Netflix and Prime Video and Hulu for 6 hours, you know, spend an hour or two on you. On your future. Don't
hour or two on you.
An hour or two on you. Tony, why are you looking at me like that? Don't make me turn this computer around and let people see you this morning. Oh, here he comes. Watch out, y'all.
Good morning.
Can't nobody see you now. Come back.
Hey.
Good morning. Hi there.
Morning.
Hi,
Naima.
Hi, Purple Lips.
He won't kiss me when I got lipstick on.
Yeah, he'll have lipstick on. How are you supposed to explain that he walk around lipstick? Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You can wipe it off.
No, no. I'm not one of those.
He hit all of his beard and everything.
He said he's not one of them, what they call them, metrosexuals or
no,
something
I'm
like that?
No, I'm not one of those guys.
Yeah,
have a nice day, everybody.
He said, have a nice day, everybody. Well, thank you, baby.
Hey,
bring me a banana back. I need some potassium this morning because the other one's over there looking kind of raunchy. They like brown. They pass yellow. They brown. And I know
bring
I can
it,
use...
I want some sugar. I don't care about health.
You know, that is so funny. That's the only time I can't eat sugar is in the morning.
Really?
It makes me sick. I was like, dang, how come it come make me sick at night? But in the morning, it's like I can eat cookies, donuts, cakes. I can eat them in the evening. But in the morning, I can't do it.
Your body knows that you got to at least have some nutrition first thing in the morning. Now,
yeah.
Learned at night, okay, but at least your body's looking out for you, making sure that you get the proper nutrients in the morning so your brain can function at its optimum capacity. Yeah.
Well, I'm grateful for that, but I'm still asking the Creator to make it where I don't even want any in the evening.
Yeah, that's the challenge.
Because there's sugar in everything we eat. There is sugar in, if you didn't plant it, and it's in a container, there's some sugar or some salt
right.
in them, and neither one is good
delicious.
For you.
Yes. So, I mean, these are the times that we are now being given an opportunity to take more responsibility for what we're eating.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many, many people out there that are getting the inspiration to create healthy products that will enhance our health and well-being. So this is that time because some different things are going to happen with the stores where we shop and everything else. And, you know, people are panicking. Well, what if people won't let me in the store if this or that happens or if I don't have a job or don't have... Well, you know what? You have an opportunity to create something that is healthy that you can eat. Might even be something that's growing out of your own yard.
Mm-hmm.
Now's the opportunity to create. Ask the Creator to give you that inspiration. And then as you share what you have, others will share what they have, and you will never have to worry about being hungry because you're going to be part of a network where we're constantly introducing products and explaining how it helps people. And so people will be inspired to shop with
you. And you don't even have to ask. All you have to do is get quiet and listen because it's been there forever. You've just been ignoring it. We were all born with a natural gift, talent, and ability. My husband tell me I talk too much. I said, but baby, that's how I get income, by running my mouth.
I'm telling you, that's your gift.
My grandma, my godmother used to tell me every time I come over to her house, girl, why are you on the phone? Who are you calling now? It's like, I don't know. I got to talk to people. That's what I do. I think that comes from living in Mississippi, where everybody spoke to everybody. And if you didn't speak to somebody, you got slapped upside the head or something.
Yeah,
so I had to speak. So it just stuck with me. And I said all that to say this. I was talking to a sister last night, Sankofa Travel Her by Tammy Gibson. Can you see that? Let me change the screen here so you can see that. This is a sister who travels all over the world. There she is. I met her last night. I'm going to have her on the show. She spoke last night too.
Her
name is Tammy Gibson. She's a travel historian, entrepreneur, speaker, and blogger. Her mission is to raise awareness, impact the youth, preserve pride, and the importance of African American history. Her increasing interest in black culture has led her to travel extensively to gather information and find hidden treasures of African Americans. And she's got a ton more information, but I'm going to have her on the show, so look out for that.
Yeah, I'd love to talk to her. There's this one, I'm trying to think if it was in Jackson, Mississippi, when we put students on a push college tour, and this woman, the African American Museum, and she just gave us the whole history of, like, the cotton picking, and she was showing us what cotton sack, and it's like this big as a human being. I'm like,
you
what?
Ain't got to tell me. I pulled one. It's bigger than a human being.
Well, I'm telling you, and you know these little city children, they were like,
yeah,
Lord, you
it's
know,
it's like
so,
7 or 8 feet tall.
Yeah.
And it's about yay wide, and you got to throw. It's a we call it a crocus. So yeah, you got to strap it on yourself, and then you've got to pick the cotton. And in the cotton bowl is like this. This is the bowl, and these are all sticky little things. And the cotton is on the inside. So you got to go inside and pick the cotton up rows as long as you can see. And as you pick them, you put them in the sack. And as you're putting them in the sack, your fingers are getting scarred because these are sharp, remember?
Yeah.
And you got to put your hand in there and grab it. And you got to be fast because you will never, I think you got like $2 for a bag of
cotton. Yeah, and I think.
I never made more than a quarter.
100 pounds or something
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, 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 200 pounds. Yeah. And I never made more than 25 cents worth. First day.
My father had this saying, which it didn't make any sense until I saw the cotton sack.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if you have an idea, you're working on something.
Oh, I got some cotton, girl. Let me find it. Keep talking.
And he would say, well, you're picking in the right pack to get your 100. And you know what that meant? Like if you got a big, thick cotton patch, then you could pick enough in that patch where you could get your 100 pounds. And, you know, he was from Alabama, so he had all these old sayings. And most of his old sayings never made any sense to me until I got to be an adult. And that saying didn't really register until I saw the size of that cotton patch and the size of that cotton bag. And the woman at this museum was explaining how you had to fill that big old sack, which was taller than a human being, and then having to get you had to make your 100 pounds for the day. So, and you had to pick fast, like you just got through saying. So my father would say, yeah, you're picking in the right path to get your 100. You know, and I knew it was one of the old, you know, cotton picking expressions, but I understood it when you see what you have to do in order to fill that cotton sack.
Can you see that?
That is cotton.
That is real cotton. This is from Crenshaw, Mississippi.
Wow.
I brought some the last time I went there. It was probably 15, 20 years ago. And you see, it's still, it hasn't disappeared, dissolved, or any of that. You can't see it, but on the inside of here, I think that's the seed.
Mm.
I'm trying to open it so you can see it.
Because now, the cotton gin, doesn't that, like, take the seeds out or something? I know that.
There's a machine, yeah.
It
does it. So, yeah. Can you see that little seed?
Oh, yeah.
There's a little seed.
Wow. So now, if you have cotton seeds, can you plant cotton?
That's a good question, Naima.
I don't know. Get you some dirt and put it in there, see what happens.
Okay. I got some dirt, yeah. I got some not. I don't ever want to rehash those memories again. It was painful. But I learned so much and I loved so much. I'm going to leave it at that. But this was an experience that I will cherish forever.
Wow.
I don't cherish the experience of chopping cotton, but I cherish the experience of what I learned. As a child being taken from Chicago and my mom passed, sent down south to live with Mississippi on a sharecropper's farm.
Wow.
Didn't know anything about farming. I was like, go to the store just like everybody else and get groceries. Baby,
wow.
I don't wish this. Yeah, you know what? I take that back. Because I learned some things I would not know now had I not had this experience. I think all our children need to go see
a
farm.
Field trip to take some young people on.
Yes.
And have them have that experience of picking cotton.
Yeah.
To really comprehend, you know, you can read about it as history, but when you experience it, then you develop a certain appreciation, not only for your ancestors, but by the ease of whatever work that you're doing today. Because even if you flip in burgers at McDonald's, it's not going to compare to you having this big, heavy 100-pound cotton sack
with
your
a
back.
Big straw hat on to block you from the 100-degree-plus weather.
Yes, yes.
No toilet breaks. You ain't getting a nine. No toilet break. You might get some water. Oh, it was cruel. And today, it's still happening today in 2021, in 2022, it'll still be happening. In 2023, 4, and 5, it'll still be happening. You know why? Because there's a market for slave labor. And you think slavery is over. No, it's not. They changed the game. They changed the name.
So we have to think of a different way of having people be able to participate in the collective use of cotton as clothing without it being cruel and oppressive. Because there is a way to do that. But it can't be, because, I mean, you know, back in the slave days, you get beat with a whip, you know, to make you pick it fast enough and all of that. You know, there is a way to do everything without it being painful and stressful. There really is. Even collective picking cotton, there is a way to do it that isn't dehumanizing, oppressive, painful. There is a way. We have to choose to do it. Our first objective has to be, how do we show love to the people who are doing this task, and how do we show appreciation for them in providing this service for humanity, or for whoever is benefiting from it. When we do that, then that's going to determine the method that we use to get the task done. And I believe that once we change our thinking about each other, thinking about who can we use to make them be the subservient people that have to do the work we don't want to do, when we get rid of that thought, then we'll get rid of all exploitive labor. And we can still have the things we have. It's just going to be produced differently, maybe even maybe not as fast.
Right.
Or it may even be faster because people might enjoy doing it. But the way we're doing it now, where it's hurtful and oppressive and degrading, you know, that's one of those kind of jobs. You could stay home from that. You would not go back in that field.
Ooh.
And pick no cotton if you had a choice. Somebody give you a stimulus check and you were a cotton picker and you could choose between staying at home in your air-conditioned house and being out in the field picking cotton, you're not going back to that.
No, you're not.
So if we want to have jobs done that people need to do in order for us to have the things we want to have, we got to choose to treat people better. We have to choose to restructure how we're creating jobs and work to be done. And we have to even change the language that we use, because everybody who's working is providing a service. And when people serve you, you show appreciation and gratitude. So what you're paying them is your gratitude for their service. And when they serve you, they should be honored for their service, because they're enhancing your life. So when we change the language that we use, we change the attitude with which we receive the service, then there will be a different attitude toward the one that gives the service, because they'll feel the appreciation and the honor and respect that comes from them being the one that provides the service. And that's really the first step. Once we do that, then everything will change, because the spirit of it changes. The way we feel changes. The way we're treating each other changes. And what we produce will change, because it'll be produced with love instead of out of fear.
And that is what we need to move us forward, all of us. We have all been trapped in corporate America, but the word has gotten out, and things are changing in our favor. And you have the responsibility to yourself first, your community, and giving thanks to the Creator for giving you divine inspiration to do what you need to do. So we're very grateful to be a part of the launch. And I keep putting 11-20, 11-11. I don't know why I am stuck on that. And here it is, 11-15-21. That's next Monday. We're launching the Sisters Home Shopping Network.
The 15th, so it's the 22nd.
Oh, I am just really a little out to lunch here. Okay, let's try this again. It's the 20th. I'm so excited, I can't think straight. Okay.
So 22, 1-1.
Yeah.
Two.
So tell us what's coming up for the week, Naima.
Well, of course, we've got tomorrow with self-care with Jody Sasson, and as always, we're going to learn some natural ways to enhance our body's immune system. Now, on this Wednesday, I will be joined by my host, Kareem Hamid, and as always, we get an opportunity to enhance families that are seeking to make life better. We'll take a look at the issue of student debt forgiveness. A lot of families are struggling with that, and a lot of people who are our age are still trying to figure out how to restore their credit by paying off their student loans.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to take a look at what has been offered. 30,000 people who can get their given. So we're going to look at how education and the payment for education affects families, and even how you might want to start saving for that and planning for that. But then also we're going to take a look at the deeper issue of what do you want to contribute with your life? Because if you're going to take advantage of the opportunity to be self-sufficient, then your college education really should be preparing you for an entrepreneurship or a profession that is in your hands and not depending on someone deciding whether or not they want to hire you.
Mm-hmm.
So empower yourself with knowledge that you're going to need to do the thing that you want to do in life so that you can be working whether or not someone hires you. Have a game plan, especially if you're going to go into debt to get your education. Have a game plan with your life, so that you're not sitting there with debt and no job and distress like so many people are because they put their future in the hands of other people.
Because that's what we've been taught. So there's no shame in that. We were conditioned since childhood to...
That's what we're taught. You can only know what you've been taught.
Right.
Yeah.
So don't beat yourself up about that. Now you know better, what you're going to do about it. That's the question.
Yeah, when you know better, you do better.
You do better. And don't be afraid if you don't have the divine idea of what you think you should be doing. If you want to contact us and we can have a chat and see what it is, how we can be of assistance to help you help yourself.
Because there are no failures in life. I mean, you did the greatest thing by just being born. If you know the effort it took to get through that birth canal, or even if you were born by cesarean, the fact that you kept breathing and you are here, you are a success. So now we just want you to enjoy the success of being in this earth school where you are living and learning and contributing, and we want you to enjoy whatever you choose to contribute. So we want to kind of help people see things differently so that they feel empowered and they feel hopeful and happy and not fearful and distressed. The future is what you make it. So we're going to help you get some tools to make it what you want to do.
We want to help you launch your product or service right here on the SISTAS Home Shopping Network, which launches on the Higher Learning Network. So get those applications in now, first come, first serve. We've already got a dozen, so...
Hey.
If you want to be a part of it, sign up now. Send your application to info@higherlearningnetwork.org.
Right. This is going to be a fun way to shop.
Yeah.
Yes. Isn't that what you want to do? You want to have fun when you spend that money. But it's just sharing energy. That's all. And it's enjoyable because you're going to meet some people and learn some things and enjoy what you are acquiring.
Yeah.
So, of course, Thursday is Dr. Debbie with Saturday, as learn more about how to prepare for travel. So that's what we're looking for. and enjoy every single day here on the Female Solution Radio.
And as we listen to our outgoing message, on the Female we want to thank you
page.
For
go to www.facebook.com/TheFemaleSolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion.
I can't remember. It was from
our global family listening from all around the world.
But anyway, get those invitations for the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, which airs
in China
Saturday from 12 noon to 1 p.m.
Japan, arigato. Korea, kamsahamnida. Russia, spasiba. Germany, danke. Poland, 정크죠? France, merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, merci. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, jeret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, tashakkur. Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.